Today are at the Romans chapter 16, verse 1 to 5, and also the book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 1 to 4, and also verse 24 to 26.
今天要读的圣经是罗马书第十六章一至五节，使徒行传十八章一至四节，二十四和二十六节，二十四至二十六节。
I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church at Sunquick, that you may welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints, and help her in whatever she may need from you. For she has been a patron of many and of myself as well. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, our fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their necks for my life, to whom not give thanks as well, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well. Greet also the church in the house, greet my beloved Epaphroditus, who was the first convert to Christ in Asia. The book of Acts. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. And he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to leave Rome. And he went to see them. And because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked. For they were tent makers for trade. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and tried to persuade Jews and Greeks. Now, a Jew named Apollo, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was an ancient man, competent in the scripture. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord. And being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things concerning Jesus. Though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately.
我向你们推荐我的姐妹菲比，她是坚格里教会的执事，请你们在主里用合乎圣徒身份的态度去接待她，无论她在什么事上都有需要的，有需要求，请你们帮助她，因为她曾经帮助许多人，也帮助了我们。问候在基督耶稣里的与我们同工的百基拉和亚基拉，他们为了我的生命置身死于度外，不但我感激他们，连外族的众教会也感激他们，也问候他们家里的教会，问候亲爱的以拜尼妥和他也是亚细亚省第一个归入基督的人。使徒行传第十八章，此后保罗离开雅典，来到哥林多，遇见一个身在本都的犹太人，名叫雅居拉。因为格老丢下令，所有的犹太人都要离开罗马，所以雅居拉最近同他的妻子百基拉从意大利来了。保罗就去找他们，他们以做帐篷为业。因为是同业，保罗就与他们同住，一同工作。每逢安息日，保罗在会堂辩论，劝导犹太人和希腊人归主。有一个身在亚历山大三太的犹太人，名叫亚波罗，来到以弗所。他很有口才，擅长讲解圣经。这个人在主的道上受过训练，心灵火热，很准确地讲论，并且教导人关于耶稣的事，但他只晓得约翰的洗礼。这人在会堂里放胆讲论起来，百基拉和亚居拉听了， 就把他接来，把神的道更准确地向他讲解。
Theme speaker,
当我们
need to have a short introduction of the our mission convention speaker, Reverend Dr. Patrick Fong.
在主讲讲员来之前，请我介绍一下我们讲员冯浩流牧师。
Dr. Patrick Fong was born in Hong Kong, received medical training in Australia and the UK, and served as a medical missionary in South Asia with his wife, Dr. Jenny. Patrick currently serves as a global ambassador of OMF.International, formerly the China Inland Mission. He served as the General Director of OMF International from 2005 to 2023, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with East Asia's peoples. Patrick formerly served as a Lausanne Movement International Board on the Lausanne Movement International Board as a Program Chair of the 4th Lausanne Congress on World Evangelization.Patrick had obtained a PhD in Chinese church history and is currently the principal designated of Singapore Bible College.
冯浩流牧师出生于香港，在澳大利亚以及英国接受医学训练，并与妻子冯珍妮浩流冯珍妮医生一同在南亚担任医疗宣教士。冯医生现任海外宣教使团前身为中国内地会国际事工特使，他曾于2005至2023年担任海外基督使团国际总主任，致力于向东亚各地族群分享耶稣基督的福音。冯医师是亦曾任洛桑福音运动国际董事会成员，并担任第四届洛桑世界福音宣传大会筹委主席。他获得中国教会历史博士学位，现任神
A new opportunity take risk for God.
现任神学院后任院长，我们很感恩神带领冯牧师成为今天的讲员。今早他会分享是信息主题为看来我要做一件新事为主冒险新奇迹。
Reverend Fong to preach and Brother Man Yu to interpret it in Cantonese and Brother Joseph will interpret it in Mandarin.
现在我们请冯牧师分享信息，请谢文耀弟兄做粤语传译，石家佑弟兄做华语传译。
Good morning to you. Good morning to you, brothers and sisters of Grace Church.
早安，华人堂的弟兄姐妹。
And particularly those also joining to us online as well.
也特别欢迎在网上参与的肢体。
And I want to thank God for the worship team and particularly the children singing this most wonderful song. God is doing a new thing among us. That was a wonderful song.
我要感谢主，感谢这个敬拜团，尤其是孩子们，他们所唱的《神在我们当中做一件新事》。
This conference is CIM doing a new thing.
今年我们的拆传年会的主题是看哪，我们要做一件新事。
My remote control, where is it?Hiding it.Box. Okay, is it on now? Now, over the last 2 days, we have been reflecting on two themes.
过去两天，我们探讨了两个主题。
First, a new society transformation by the gospel on Friday.
第一是在星期五我们讲到福音的使命，新群体。
A new conviction, the working of the Holy Spirit.
昨天我们分享到圣灵的临在，新的动力。
Today we will turn to the theme, a new opportunity, taking risks for God, based on Romans chapter 16.
今天我们要把主题转向为主冒险新新契机，经文取自罗马书第十六章。
The Romans can be described as a kind of Christian manifesto.
保罗写给罗马书可以形容为一种基督徒的宣言。
It's one of the most influential books in the Bible.
是圣经中一本最具影响力的书卷。
Shaping the lives and theology of great Christian leaders like Martin Luther.Calvin, John Calvin, and so on.
而塑造了教会历史中许多伟大的领袖，如马丁路德、如加尔文。
And they call this book Romans the principal and the most excellent part of the New Testament.
而他们把这本书称为圣经中最主要和极好的一部分。
But we must note that this book, the book of Romans, is not only a theological treatise.
可是我们看这本书，它不只是一个神学的论文。
Come to the final chapter, which you have read just now, we discover a different kind of treasure.In chapter 16,
当我们来到最后一章第十六章，我们发现了一种截然不同的宝藏。
It's one of the most instructive chapters in the New Testament on relationships within God's community.
这是新约圣经中最具教导关于神子民之间关系的一章。
In Romans 16, Paul mentions particularly a couple by the name of Aquila and Priscilla.
在罗马书第十六章，保罗特别提到一对敬爱的夫妇百基拉和亚基拉。
Corinth, as recorded in Acts 18, which we have just read, and developed a close friendship with this couple.
就根据在使徒行传第十八章记载，他们在哥林多首次见到他们，并与他们发展亲密的伙伴关系。
Now it's very interesting how Paul described.This couple in Romans 16.
在罗马书，保罗怎么样形容他是非常有趣的。
And in verse 3, Paul says, you know, he called them fellow workers in Jesus Christ.
在第三节，保罗称呼他们为耶稣。
Acts 18, they were in business. They were tent makers, a couple engaged in business.
在称呼他们为同工，在十八章，留着他们的一起在做生意。
Five Romans 16, which you can see here. Also, there's a church that met in their house.
在第五章，他们也知道教会在他们的家中聚会。
Now I want you to note particularly on the screen verse 4 here. It says they risk their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them.They risk their lives.
在第四节特别要向大家注意的就是他为我们将他们的景象置之不顾。
Now this is the part I like the Chinese Bible better.
这部分
Chinese Bible, if you use herb and translate it, actually even more accurately.
这部分我非常喜欢圣经和合本的翻译，因为它的翻译是更加的准确。
Chinese say,也为我的命把自己的景象置之度外。
在华语说要把自己的景象置之度外。
It means that in the original translation is they risk their neck.
就是在原
You know, they risk their life, they risk their neck. That is the original language.
所以在原文里面是他们是把他们的景象
Actually, the Greek word neck is not neck, but trachea, meaning the windpipe.The organ in the body, that's what it means.
可是在希腊文里面，这个景象并不是真的指景象，而是指器官。
They were willing to lay down something very vital for Paul and for the sake of the gospel.
身体的一部分，所以他们愿意为保罗放下了他们身体非常重要的一部器官的一部分。
To put it more vividly, they were willing to give up their breath, so to speak, their last breath.For the sake of the gospel, that is what Paul was writing.
更准确说，他们愿意为保罗放下他们的最后一口气，他们的呼吸。
Now you may find it strange. You think about taking risks. It must be Paul. Paul is the one that taking risks for God, right?
我们可能感觉到很奇怪。如果你要讲到冒险，应该是保罗，因为保罗是很冒险的。
From 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul says, "Sorrowful yet rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, have nothing, possessing everything." That is Paul taking risks for God.
在六章十节，他说：“似乎忧愁，他却常常快乐；似乎贫穷，叫许多人富足。”但一无所有，却是样样都有。这个就是保罗所谓的，冒险。
And yet Paul was referring to this couple who is in business. He said, "This couple, they took risks for God as well."
可是保罗这里，然后保罗这里讲到这对夫妇，他们是一起做生意，他们也为着神在冒险。
Now.When we think about taking risks, we often think of what? Physical suffering, right? Danger, discomfort, poor living conditions, illnesses, Political instability, even martyrdom, that is risk taking.
当我们讲到冒险，我们常常会联想到一些，比如说身体的苦难、危险，感觉到不是恶劣的生活条件、疾病、政治动荡，甚至是寻道。当然，这些也是真实的。
The Bible refers to risk taking has a much deeper meaning.
但圣经讲到的冒险有一个更深的层次和意义。
Of course, we don't know what they did because Paul, the Bible didn't mention what did they do.
当然我们不懂他们做的是什么，因为圣经里面没有写。
But we know that in the New Testament, apart from this couple, there are two other references about risk-taking. Not just this couple, but there are two other references which I will refer to right now.
当然我们知道在新约里面除了这对对夫妇还有两处地方讲到冒险，我们会很快的再分享。
We mentioned Romans 16 about this couple Aquila and Priscilla.
刚才我们讲到罗马书第十六章有关这一对夫妇亚基拉和百基拉。
Also has a reference in the book of Acts 15 about Paul and Barnabas.
当然，这里在使徒行传第十五章，这里讲到保罗和巴拿巴。我们知道这里耶路撒冷的教会写信给外邦的教会。
Mentioned about Paul and Barnabas.
教会里面他们讲到了保罗和巴拿巴。
In verse 26, he says, "Men, that is Barnabas and Paul, who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Risking their lives. That is in Acts chapter 15.
在使徒行传十五章二十六节讲，这两人为我主耶稣基督的名不顾性命。
Reference, which is a surprise to us in Philippians chapter 2.
然后有第三个讲到冒险的是在腓立比书第二章。
Writing to the Philippian church to welcome back a brother who became sick by the name of Epaphroditus.
在保罗在这里写信给腓立比教会。
He, that is Epaphroditus, risked his life to make up for the help you yourselves could not give me.
这里讲到这个弟兄为他们为基督的工作几乎致死，不顾生命要补足他们所不能供给的。
Paul and Barnabas were commended by the church for they took risks for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在使徒行传第十五章教会赞扬巴拿巴和保罗为耶稣基督的命冒着生命的危险。
Paul commended Epaphroditus, a brother from the Philippian church, also for risking his life for the sake of the gospel.
在腓立比书，保罗也称赞以巴弗提一位来自腓立比的弟兄。
Risking, particularly in Acts, I want to explain what that means.
如果这些经节，尤其在使徒行传第五章，我要分享冒险的基本含义是什么
？In Romans,
在罗马书
，about Aquila and Priscilla, risk is risk their neck, risk their trachea. That's what it means.
亚基拉、百基拉所谓的冒险是冒着他们颈项的危险。
But Acts 15, the word is different. It carries a different meaning.
在使徒行传第十五章，这个冒险这个字呢，有一个不同的含义。
Heroism or martyrdom? No, that's not what it means.
那个字的意思不是勇敢或者是殉道。
In a Bible concept in the New Testament, risk-taking means surrender. That is what it means. To surrender everything.
在圣经里面，这个冒险的基本的意思是降服。
In Philippians about Christ, obedient even unto death, surrendering your life. That is exactly what it means.
就如在腓立比书二章这里讲到，就是要
risk-taking in the Bible has to do with obedience,
就是
martyrdom or heroism.
就是顺服、降服，而不是多英勇或者是殉道。
God is calling us to surrender our lives to Him. That's what it means.
神是呼召我们把我们的生命降服给他。这就是冒。
One time I asked an African leader, actually more than one leader, a group of African leaders, whether Africa still needs missionaries.
有一次我问一群非洲的领袖说，非洲地区是否还需要宣教士？
Since it is one of the continents that has experienced some of the most significant growth over the past century, right? Massive church growth in Africa.
尤其是非洲大陆在过去的世纪中经历了 非常非常显著的增长，很大的增长。
Do you still need missionaries?
这么多的增长，你还需要外来的宣教士吗？
Very interesting. This was their reply.
非常有趣的，他们的回答是这样。
Yes, we still do need missionaries. We need missionaries.
是的，我们还需要宣教士。
But we do not need one kind of missionaries.
可是我们不需要一种宣教士，你千万别把他们派过来。
Very surprised. What kind of missionaries do you not need?
我就很意外，你不需要什么样的宣教士呢？
We do not want missionaries who come as if they were the fourth member of the Trinity.
我们不需要那些把自己当成三位一体中的第四位的那一类宣教士。
So you know what they meant.
你知道他们的意思是什么了？
We want missionaries who are willing to give up their own agenda, to surrender their agenda. That's what they mean.
我们需要的是那些愿意自己把自己的目的、自己私人目的放下，
control,
要冒险，就是要愿意放下自己的控制权，放下自己的规划。我相信大家听过剑桥七杰在1885年剑桥的七个年轻人去中国服侍。其中一个就是何思德，其中一个剑桥七杰。
He's very shy, so shy that initially the interviewing committee wasn't quite sure to send him or not. You know, he's very kind of shy and afraid to be in the crowd.
他是一个很害羞的人，不想在大众面前出现的人，所以当时那个委员会都不懂该不该把他派出去。最后他们把他派出去了。
The China Animation sent him to work under a Chinese pastor by the name of Xi Shengmo.
这个内地会把他差派到一个中国的领袖那里，他的那个领袖的名叫习圣摩的领导下工作。
And he was sent to work among the opium addicts, those who were doing rehabilitation. They were on opium addiction.
他们把他派到山西的那个鸦片的伪君子工作。有一天他就写信给他的母亲。
In a letter, this is what he wrote.
在信里他就这样写。
Dear mother,
他说亲爱的母亲。
Very hot here in summer, in Shanxi.
今天在山西这夏天是非常炎热的。
I stay with more than 100 others in a large common room. I do not have my own room.
我和100多人住在一间大房间里面，我没有自己的房间。
Addicts and who try to do rehabilitation.
这些是吸食鸦片的人，他们现在正在要戒毒。
Sometimes it's so hot, I would go up on the second floor, go to the balcony and get some fresh air.
有时
really hot inside.
有时真的很热，热到我要上二楼的阳台去透透气。
But when I look out to the streets, many Chinese people they saw me.
当我望向大街的时候，许许多多的中国人看着我。
They stare at me as though they were watching an opera.
他们凝视着我的眼神，似乎在看一出大戏。
鬼佬，
因为他们从来没见过洋鬼子。
Of course, he wrote in Chinese "foreign devil." But
当然他就用英文写，西洋的鬼。
When the Lord called me to mission,
所以当主呼召我到禾场的时候
，I thought I have laid everything before the cross, fully submitted my life to Him in England.
我以为我在英国已经把一切放在神的十字架上，完全的交给神。
Today the Lord is challenging me. There is one more thing I need to lay before the cross to surrender before the cross.
当今天神挑战我，让我看到多一件事，我必须要放在十字架的面前。
What is that?
我说你会问他那是什么？
He wrote to his mother. He said,
他跟他母亲讲
personal space.
那是我的私人空间。
Surrender that before God.
也要把这个也交托给神，完全交上给神。
This picture you saw, Hose went on to serve in China for the next 60 years.
这个照片里面，何思德在华服侍了60年。
When he arrived in China, he was 25 years old.
他来华的时候，他是25岁。
When he left China, he was 85 years old.
他离开中国的时候，他已经是85岁。
England and then he passed away.
他回去英国，然后他去世了。
Many people missed him.
很多人很想念他。
So colleagues decided to write about him.
所以他的同事就决定为他写一本传记。
When they compare what they had written, there was a remarkable convergence of what they wrote.
有趣的是，当他们把资料进行对比的时候，发现一个非常 出乎寻常的共同点。
And this is how colleagues describe Dixon Edward Hoss.
这是他的同事如何形容何思德的。
He, that is Hoss, right? He lived to be forgotten so that Christ can be remembered.
这个他何思德，他活着就是为了被人遗忘，好让基督被人铭记。
He surrendered even his personal space.
总而言之，何思德为了冒生命的危险，甚至交出他的私人空间。
Now we must come back to Romans chapter 16.
现在我们回到罗马书第十六章。
And Paul commended this couple, Aquila and Priscilla, for risking their lives for the sake of the gospel.
这里保罗赞扬亚居拉和百基拉为福音的工作冒险。
But Paul was not only writing to them. Paul was writing to a group of brothers and sisters, many saints in the church in Rome.
而保罗也不只是问候他们，而也问候了罗马教会中的许多其他的圣徒。
So this is now I come to the second point of my message.
今天我们就来到我们今天的讯息的第二点，
in unity.
就是多元合一。
Now one striking feature of this final chapter of Romans is that, you know, Paul wrote to many people. Actually, if you read chapter 16, there were 26 names.If you mention very, if you study very carefully, 26 names mentioned in Romans 16.
罗马书最后一章这个很显著的特征就是保罗问候了一些人，其实是一群人，总共26个名字。
Just like us here, we came from very diverse backgrounds, groups, and languages.
就同好像我们这里，我们从不同的语言、不同的背景来的一样。
Now, if you study the 26 names, you notice that half of the names are Latin or Greek names.Half of them are Jewish names.
如果我们小心的观察这二十六个名字，我们会注意到一半是拉丁或者是希腊的名字，另外一半是
not monolingual or monocultural, right? It has Jews and Gentiles and very mixed group, not monoethnic.
另外一半是犹太人，所以这就是说，这个教会里面自己有犹太人，也有外邦人。
But you need to study the names a bit more carefully.
我们要更小心的看，当中的名字。
This is going to be challenging for translation. There are a few names: Ampliatus, Urbanus, Hermas, Philologus, Julian, so on and so forth.
这里有许许多多的名字，就亚逊奇土，
To us, it doesn't mean anything. It's just another name.
如果你是看，它是没什么意思的，因为它只是另外一个名字。
But when people read the letter, they know exactly what Paul meant.
当人家读这个保罗书信，他们就完全的明白保罗的意思是什么。
These names are only names for slaves.
这些名字就是，这些名字其实都是奴隶的名字。
Like even in many places in the world today, you cannot choose your own name. You, if you belong to a low social class, you only can use these names.These names are names for slaves only.
这些名字就好像在世界许多地方，你不能够决定你的名字，因为有些名字呢是跟你的社会地位有关的，而这些名字是属于奴隶的。
My dear friends, my co-worker in Christ, that's how Paul addressed them. These are slaves.
保罗怎么称呼他？我的亲爱的朋友，我在主里面的同工，这些其实都是奴隶。
Not only that,
也不只是这样。
Paul mentioned two other names, and I want to particularly refer them.
保罗也曾经讲到
and Narcissus.
也提到两个名字，就是亚历多布和拿奇素。
Just the opposite.
这两个人是另外是相反的。
Because we know them through other history books apart from the Bible.
我们从其他的历史而不是圣经上知道的。
So you may say, who are they?
你可能问他们是谁？
They are the rich and powerful, wielding significant influence over Emperor Claudius. They are very well known. They are very wealthy.
他们是有钱有势的人，他们跟这个克劳迪斯皇帝是有关系的。
That both Aristobulus and Narcissus donated some of their own land to the emperor for his birthday celebration. Here is the land. Give it to you. Birthday present. That's how rich they are.
这两个人，他们更有趣的是，他们把他们的其中的一部分的土地送给这个皇帝，在他的生日的时候，这个就是表示这两个人有多么富有。
Paul greets them very simply as those in the Lord.
而然而，保罗也是问候的时候也是很简单的说，在主里问安。
Now more than that.
更加的。
Among the 26 names, Paul mentioned 9 women by name.
我们也知道，他在26个名字中，9个是女性。
Of course, just now, if you heard the Bible read to you, the first line was Phoebe, particularly, you know, on the way to Rome, as Paul likely entrusted her with this important letter. Phoebe probably carried a letter to Rome.
刚才你如果有注意我们读圣经的时候说，这个菲比似乎是在往罗马的路上，而保罗把这一封重要的书信交给他。
You notice how Paul particularly mentioned the women work hard for the Lord. Let me read to you. Greet Mary.Who work very hard for you? Verse 6, verse 12. Greet Tryphena, Tryphosa, women who work hard for the Lord. Verse 12 again. Greet my dear friend Persis, who has worked very hard in the Lord. How Paul addressed them.
你在这里要注意到，保罗也曾经强调这些妇女付出了他们的劳苦。就比如在第六节的讲到，又问候玛利亚的安，因为她多受劳苦。又在问候劳苦的土非拿斯和土富萨斯的安。
I feel a little bit unfair. Paul never mentioned the brothers work hard for the Lord, only the women.
我觉得不公平，保罗没有说弟兄为主劳碌，而只是说姐妹为主劳碌。
You see, in this letter,
他说在这个信中
the Jews and the Gentiles, the marginalized, the powerful, the poor, and yet the rich, men and women, all part of God's community who belong to Jesus Christ.
我们看到在这个
really a beautiful picture in Acts in Romans 16.
我们看到这个书信里面，保罗问候的不只是问候了犹太人，问候了外邦人，那些被边缘化的，那些有权势的男人和女人，每一个属于基督家庭的成员。
Did Paul just randomly list out the 26 names and here you are A, B, C, D, E? You know, was it random?
让我问一下，保罗提这名字是不是随机提出来的
？What is the link? Is there any link among them?
当中有什么东西是共通的
？But it is not a random list.
可是这不是一个随机而提出来的名字。
God or Paul used two key phrases to link all these 26 names together. There's a key link.
保罗用两个关键词把这些人联系起来，他们的关系就在这里。
There are two key phrases.
有两个关键词。
First of all, the phrase is in the Lord.
第一个关键词是在主里。
Verse 2 refers to Phoebe in the Lord. Verse 8, Ampliantus in the Lord. Narcissus, verse 11, in the Lord. Tryphena, Tryphosa, work hard in the Lord. Verse 12, and Rufus, verse 13, in the Lord. All of them in the Lord.
在第二章，菲比是在主里。第八章，在安波利也是在主里，第十一章拿其数也是在主里，在第十二章拿土非拿土夫萨也是在主里，第十三章鲁弗的母亲也是在主里问安。
There's a second phrase that is the phrase in Christ.
在第二个。主要的关键词是在基督里。
That's Urbanus in Christ, verse 10. Tested Apelles and approved in Christ.
厄巴努是在基督里，亚比利的问安也是在基督里。第十节。
So what is Paul saying here?
保罗这里讲什么呢
？What is Paul saying?
保罗所说的是什么
？Diversity we value, but unity in Christ.
不只是多元，而是在基督里的合一是这么重要的。
And here in Gracious, we're reminded again as God's people.
在环堂，我们被提醒，作为神的子民
，We are joined together with God's global church.
我们跟神的属世教会，是合一。
From the east,
从东到西
，From developed world to the majority world.
从发达世界到其他的多数的世界。
The poor and powerless, the able-bodied and those who are disabled.
从有权有势的到贫穷的， 弱势的，到身体从身体强壮的，到有残疾的。
All in the Lord called to serve Him and make Him known.
然而我们都是被神呼召来服侍他，为他传扬。
We thank the Lord that Grace Church is supporting missionaries from diverse backgrounds.
我们感谢主，华恩堂支持不同背景的宣教士。
Support people from different ethnicities.
我们虽然是华人，可是我们支持不同族群的人。
And we are involved in church planting and doing mission work.
我们参与职堂，我们做不同的宣教工，在拆船厂上。
But we are not trying to make all the churches we planted look like Grace Church. That's not what we want.
可是我们不是要使我们每一间我们所职堂都像华人堂。
We want local believers.To understand, obey God's word within their own cultural context.
而我们是要帮助每一位信徒在他们各自的文化背景下了解和遵行神的话语。
Diversity and unity.
我们欢庆多元中的合一。
I should say we celebrate.
而我们是欢庆这种多元的合一。
I want to tell you this story. I mean, some of you may know this person by the name of Dr. Tammy Fish.
我要告诉你这个故事，有些人可能认识这个人，他的名字叫费田妮。
Serving the Lord in sensitive, remote areas in creative access ministries.
我认识这三个姐妹，她们是在一些创企国家服侍的。
Of course, in those areas, you cannot preach the gospel openly.
在那些地方，你是不能够公开的宣讲神的话语。
She's a doctor, but she served with two other nurses, one from Taiwan, one from Japan.
她是一个医生，她跟两位姐妹护士一起在这个地方服侍。
They serve God in a local hospital in a mission field.
一个在来自台湾，另外来自日本，他们在一个当地的医院工作。
One day, the hospital director called them in.
有一天，这个医院的主任把他们叫来。
He said, "I'm amazed how three of you." All from such different backgrounds, from U.S., from Taiwan, from Japan, can work together so well.
你们三位来自美国，来自台湾，来自日本，三个不同背景的人，你们在一起如此融洽。
Truly love each other.
让我感到非常惊讶，你们真的当中有真正的爱。
He said, "If our staff can love each other as you do." This hospital would be very different.
他是这样叫：如果我们的职员跟像你们这样的互相的相爱的话，这些医院将会是非常不同的。
Three sisters looked at each other, paused for a moment, and then said,
这三位姐妹她们互相对视，沉默了一下子，然后这么说。
Thank you for your affirmation, but may we make a request? We have a request.
谢谢你的肯定，我们是否可以提出一个要求？
And the hospital director said, "Well, what would you like to do?"
主任问你们想做些什么
？Your request.
你们的要求是什么
？And they replied.
他们回答说
，We would like to plant 9 trees in a hospital backyard.
他说我们想在医院的后院种下九棵树。
And we would like to name each tree.
我们想为每一棵树命名。因此，我们想征求您的同意。
We would like to seek your permission to do so. And the hospital director was a bit surprised and said, "Okay, all right, you may plant the trees."
这个医院的主任就感到有点意外，就说：“好吧，你们可以种树。
You give the trees.
那你们要给他们取什么名字呢
？”This is what they say.
他们回答是说
：“The names will be.
他们的名字是
：The names will be.
名字将是
Love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.”Gentleness and self.
名字是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
That is unity in diversity or diversity in unity.
那就是
powerful witness for the Lord.
那是多元的合一，是在神里面是多好的见证。
So far, I've talked about taking risks for God.
到这呢，我们讲到为神冒险。
I have also mentioned diversity and unity.
我们也讲到多元的合一。
And now I want to come to the third point, that is God's people on the move.
现在我们来到第三点，就是随走随传。
You look at this couple, Aquila and Priscilla. They are people on the move. They are not stationed in one place.
我们看到这个亚基拉和百基拉，他们都是一直在到处走的，他们不是待在一个地方。
You read in Acts 18, which we read earlier on.
我们读。
Paul left Athens and went to Corinth, and there he met a Jew named Aquila and also Priscilla, because Claudius, that's the emperor, had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome.
这里十八节讲到，这次以后，保罗离开了雅典，来到了哥林多，看到一个犹太人名叫雅居拉，他们身在本都，因为克劳迪命犹太人离开罗马，所以他就竟带着七百基拉从意大利来，保罗就投奔了他们。
They follow Paul to Ephesus. Read here in chapter 18, verse 18. And Paul stayed on in Corinth for some time, and later on, he sailed for Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila, and they arrived at Ephesus. So they were with Paul to Ephesus.
在十图十八十八，他们说他们跟着保罗到以弗所去，保罗又往多的辞别了弟兄，坐船，坐在船。
Now,
到叙利亚去。
Aquila and Priscilla were diaspora Jews, right? They are not from Jerusalem. They are diaspora Jews.
我们知道百基拉和雅基拉他们是散居的犹太人。
And Aquila was originally from Pontus.
雅基拉本来是来自本都。
Actually, interesting. Pontus is very relevant to today because Pontus is the area of Ukraine right now.
其实
area,
本都今天就在乌克兰那个地方。
And then he later migrated to Rome.
然后他就移民到罗马，移居到。
So he was forced out with his wife and relocate to Corinth.
那个罗马皇帝驱逐犹太人的时候，他们就被逼跟他的太太一起离开了罗马。
They follow Paul to Ephesus.
然后他们就跟着保罗到以弗所。
And the opportunity arose, they went back to Rome again.
当机会来临的时候，他们又回到了罗马。
They are truly people on the move.
他们是真的是随走随传的人。
That wherever they went, they had spiritual impact.
不过他们不论他们去到哪里，他们都造成了属灵的冲击。为什么这么说
？Chapter 16, verse 5, they say, "Greet the church that meets at their house." There's a church in their home.
因为如果你读罗马书第十六章第五节，他说又问候他们在家中的教会，就是在他们的家里呢是有教会聚会的。
I mean, in many ways, they are not pastors, so to speak.
从一方面，他们并不是牧师，他们是做生意的。
They open up their home. There's a church that meets at their house.
可是他们却敞开他们家，在家里，他们的家里是有教会的聚会。
Their family, their home became a blessing to others.
他们的家庭，他们的家成为别人的祝福。
That is exactly what risk-taking means, surrendering everything they have to God for God's purpose.
这个就是所谓的冒险，因为这一切都是为神 的原因而做。
Many people, in a way, actually enjoy taking risks. You know that young people enjoy taking risks.
今天有的人甚至享受冒险。
Some even you pay to enjoy risk taking. You know that
有些人甚至是花钱去冒险。
You have to pay for it.
它不是免费的，而是你要花钱去冒险。
In Singapore, there's a reverse bungee jump. Do you know that?
在新加坡有一个叫做反向蹦极。
You know what reverse bungee jump is?
你知道什么是叫反向蹦极
？And throw you into the air.
就是你绑在一个橡皮筋，把你丢到空中去。
You have to pay $100 Sing dollar.
你要还一百块。
It's not free.
不是免费的。
But risk taking in the scripture is very different.
可是圣经中的冒险带着截然不同的意义。
It points to a higher purpose.
它指向一个更伟大的目的。
So that all people will come to know the truth, to bring people to know the truth.
使人人都能够认识真理，把人带到真理面前。
And that's exactly the example in Aquila and Priscilla.
这在雅居拉和百居拉是真正他们生命中实现的。
We know this example here. That they met this person by the name of Apollos.
当我们看到这里，雅居拉和百居拉遇到这个人叫亚波罗。
Now, Apollos is a scholar from Alexandria.
亚波罗是一个学者，他来自亚历山大。
Well, now, why is it important to mention Alexandria?
为什么很重要讲到亚历山大呢？
Because it's comparable to the modern-day Stanford, Harvard, Oxford, or Cambridge. That is what it means.
他是一个学
者。Very learned man, very scholarly.
他是一个学术中心，好比今天的哈佛、牛津。和剑桥，他是一个非常有学识的人，他很有才华。
Is talented, eloquent, and yet his understanding of the truth was incomplete.
他才华洋溢，学识渊博，而且能言善辩，可是他对真理的了解并不完整。
But the Bible used three important verbs to describe this couple, Aquila and Priscilla.
而圣经里讲到三个动词，讲到亚基拉和巴基拉所做的。
They heard him.
就是第一，他们听见。
They invited him.
他们来，接他，然后向他讲解。
Those of you who want to read in Chinese is also here.
啊，这里是华文的。
They listened to Apollos welcome him and patiently taught him the truth.
他们耐心的聆听，并耐心的教导他真理。
Aquila and Priscilla may be on the move, but they have this spiritual impact of helping people to understand the truth. That is the mission God has given them.
他们有这个属灵的冲击，当他们在帮助他们在知识上成长，这个就是神给他们的使命。
Now, one time I was preaching in an old church in Marburg, Germany.
有一次我在德国马尔堡的一个教会讲道。
Now, this Marburg, they call it the university city because many universities are there in this city.
这个马尔堡是一个大学城，他们叫它做大学城，因为那边有很多国际学生。因为那边许多的国际学生。
And I was asked to preach in this church, very old church, old building.
我被邀请在这个教会讲道，这是一个很老的教会，一个非常老的建筑。
I went up to the pulpit to preach. The senior pastor next to me whispered to me, whispered.
在我上讲台讲道以前，这里的在我旁边的主任牧师低声的对我这样说，低声的说
，Dr. Patrick,
我告诉你
，the chair you're sitting on is a very important chair.
你所坐的那张椅子是很重要的椅子。
I say, why is this chair so important?
他就问为什么这个椅子这么重要。
He said, you know,
你知道吗
？Martin Luther sat on this chair exactly 500 years ago, and then he went to preach.
他说马丁路德五百年前就坐在这椅子上，在他上台讲道以前就坐在椅子上。
On my head,
我看到我头上好像有光圈了。
Wow, deeply honored.
我说哇，我如此荣幸。
Chair, all right.
我坐在马丁路德所坐的椅子上。
But what encouraged me more was not Martin Luther.
可是
it's about what happened after the church service. After.
可是跟我感到鼓舞的并不是马丁路德的那个遗址，而是在这事后所发生的一件事。
12 students, this is only some of them, came forward and greeted me and shook my hands.
十二位学生来跟我打招呼，来跟我握手，这只是其中的一部分。
All of them came from China.
所有都来自中国。
From Shandong, from Guangzhou, one from Xinjiang, all students studying in Germany.
他们来自山东，来自广州，一些从新疆，他们全部都是来德国读书。他说
，We were not Christians.
他说，当我们第一刚刚来的时候，我们都不是基督徒。
We have never heard the gospel.
我们从来没听过福音。
But German brothers and sisters shared the gospel with us, and we came to faith in the Lord Jesus.
而是德国的弟兄姐妹们向我们分享福音，使我们来相信耶稣。
Now you notice that in the picture, the tallest guy, there's a tall man, right?
在这个图里面
He's a student from Shanghai.
有一个最高的那个，他是上海的一个学生。
He said, "I have received this blessing in Jesus Christ."
他说我收从耶稣基督里面领受了这个福分。
God is calling me to share the gospel with Syrian refugees in Germany.
而神现在呼召我去向叙利亚的难民分享福音。在德国的。
I mean, what it means is gospel is from everywhere to everywhere, from China to Germany to Syrian refugees in Germany.
你看到的福音是从不同的地方传到不同的地方，从中国到德国，从德国到叙利亚，在德国的叙利亚的难民那边。
Indeed, mission today is from everywhere to everywhere.
所以今天我们看到，那个福音的工作是从不同的地方到不同的地方。我们看到是四处奔走的子民。
Now, concluded the book of Romans with these words. Now I come to the conclusion. That is the very end of chapter 16.
这里保罗这样的总结罗马书。
In chapter 16.
在第十六章。
Verses,
就有两个很重要的经节。
First in verse 25,
第二十五节这样说
：To him who is able to establish you according with my gospel,
唯有神的能照我所传的福音所讲的坚固你们的心。
Second is in verse 26.
第二至二十六节。
All Gentiles might come to the obedience that come from faith.
接着先知的书指示万国的民使他们信服真道。
So Paul highlights two important truths.
保罗这里向我们讲的两个重要的真理。
First he says we have received a relationship.For he's able to establish it. There's a relationship with Christ. That's the first thing.
第一，保罗说我们从他那边领受了一段关系。
我们扎根在
我们要扎根在耶稣里面的关系。
A missionary couple once shared with me that they have moved house 20 times in 15 years. That's a lot of moving, right?
一对宣教士向我分享的，在15年间搬家20次。
But they say one thing has never changed.
可是一件事是永远不会改变的。不论他们搬到哪里去。
The same plaque will be hung on the wall in every home.
那一个同一件牌匾将会挂在每一个家里。那个牌匾会这样说。
As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord based on Joshua chapter 24.
至于我和我的家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。约书亚记二十四章十五节。
People on the move, but we are anchored.In Christ, anchor in Christ. That's very important. Verse 25.
所以不论我们可能去了哪里，我们的根仍然扎在基督里。
Point on the screen.
第二点，
Not only we are anchored in Christ, not only we have received a relationship, we have also received a mission.
我们不只是在神里面扎根，我们也领受了一个使命。
If you read verse 26, it says here, we are called to proclaim Christ so that all nations.May come to obedience that comes from faith.
如果你读二十六节章，我们是蒙召去宣扬基督，好让万国的民来信服真道。
God has given to Grace Church.
我相信这是神给怀恩堂的。
And the mission is that all may come to the obedience that comes through faith in Jesus Christ.
这个使命就是让所有人都能够来到耶稣基督的信心，顺服真道。所以让我总结的今天这样说。
We are a community of God's people.
我们是神的子民。
And God is asking us today.
而今天神问我们。
Are we willing?
我们是否愿意。
Take risks for God, surrendering our rights to Him.
为主冒险，将我们交出我向他交出我们的权利。
Do we celebrate our diversity and unity in Christ?
我们是否在基督里，在多元中的合一感恩？
But are we willing to serve God's purpose, a spiritual impact wherever we go?
我们似乎是一个，我们可能是四处奔走的，可是我们是否是能够在奔走中成就神的使命？
Obedience that comes through faith in Jesus Christ.
好像所有人都能通过对耶稣基督的信心来顺服真道。
Now I know that we are not Methodist here. Methodist Church is next door.
我知道我们这里不是卫理公会，卫理公会在隔壁。
But may I conclude by quoting the motto from John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, to end my sharing.
可是让我使用卫理公会创办人约翰卫斯理的座右铭来结束今天的信息。
Do all the good you can.
尽力行善。
By all the means you can. In all the ways you can.
尽力行善。
The places you can,
尽到各处
at all the times you can,
尽用时间
to all the people you can,
尽爱人群
as long as ever you can,
尽己所能
for daily I offer Christ to the people,
因为每天我都要把基督的爱带给人
May we proclaim Christ until He returns.Or call us home.
愿我们宣扬基督，直到他来。
Amen.
Amen.